And so really warm welcome, and just wanted to check, did everyone get the invitation to bring something to write on? Doesn't matter if you didn't, but sometimes a little bit of a pen and paper for reflection. Yay, well done, Sonia, even in the car. Brilliant, brilliant. Welcome, Loretta. Really good to see you. Oh. Okay. So I'll begin. This evening, looking at Advices and Queries number 21. And yeah, as usual, I'll start by reading the advice. And I just invite you just to let it sort of soak up, like you're listening to a bedside story. Just let it float around you a little bit. So here I go. Do you cherish your friendships so that they grow in depth and understanding and mutual respect? In close relationships, we may risk pain as well as finding joy. When experiencing great happiness or great hurt, we may be more open to the working of the spirit. So friends, when I first started dwelling on this advice, I found myself remembering a story from the Buddhist tradition, which I may have shared with you before. It's a story where Ananda, which is, he was the Buddha's sort of closest disciple. Ananda asked the Buddha, Master, what portion of the spiritual life is friendship? You know, is it half? And the Buddha replied, no, Ananda, friendship is the whole of the spiritual life. Friendship is the whole of the spiritual life. And of course, it's really reflected, isn't it, in how Quakers address each other. We say friends, a religious society of friends. And as often with the Advices and Queries, it's often the very first few words that kind of land particularly with me. And this word cherishing, do you cherish? So far in our journey through the Advices and Queries, cherish and cherishing has been used three times. Cherish that of God within you. That's number two. All are cherished by God. Number three. Do you cherish your friendships? Here we are, 21. So I was kind of interested by that. Recently on a walk, you know, I saw just this beautiful, lovely, lovely beech tree, which had been at one time one stem, but had branched into three stems. It was hard to say whether three trees had become one or one had become three. And I know Quakers don't often really talk about the Trinity, but in the metaphor of the tree, I was reminded of the saying about the Trinity, which is... God the Father is for me. Okay, so that's where I'm thinking all are cherished by God. God is for us, on our side, if you like. And then God the Holy Spirit is within me. And I hear that as cherishing that of God within you. Yeah. And God the Son is beside me. And then I'm thinking of our friendships. Those of our friendships, they're people who walk beside us. Do you cherish your friendships? So here it is as a query, not an advice. The first two, it comes an advice. We're advised to cherish that of God within us, or we're told all are cherished by God. Here we're being kind of challenged in a way. Do you cherish your friendships? It implies a more active principle in us, you know, where the others are more about, you know, waking up or realizing, remembering. And it reminds me of that brilliant quote from Gregory Boyle's, one of Gregory Boyle's brilliant books. He writes about his work with the gangs in LA. And he writes, you know, joy, it turns out, comes with a maintenance contract. Joy, it turns out, comes with a maintenance contract. And I guess that applies to friendships. And this kind of active thing, do you cherish your friendships? Recently I was in need of support and friendship, and a couple of friends from our meeting were kind enough to come over and share a cup of coffee with me. And it was more comforting than words can say. They sat in worship with me in stillness. It was right there, right there. And one friend said how loved I was, and the other friend gave me a long and kind hug, and it just sort of unlocked this sort of chamber in my heart that really felt like it was hearing those words for the first time. There it was. I was cherished in a friendship. And of course, I was cherishing those friendships. And then a funny thing happened, you know, as the days passed and other situations arose that were tricky and challenging, I found their words and actions kind of flowing through me. And I was able to say those words of love to others. And it was quite something. And then another funny thing happened. I understood that this sort of chamber in my heart that had been unlocked was kind of a room called grief, like that door had just been blown away by the love of these kind of cherished friends. And kind of love was flowing into that room. I'd spent so long, you know, trying to avoid it. So it's a strange thing. I think the more we are open to God when we're experiencing great love and great suffering, it does kind of blow open that door. The winds blow, don't they, when we are experiencing great love or great suffering. But is this advice asking us to take a risk with our friendships? Yeah, let our friends be beside us in our love and in our suffering. And I think that's a query. I'm just going to pause here. We're just going to do a very short reflection. Just to explore that a little bit. Good. Just checking that we are all on mute. There we go. Good. So just letting out a long breath. Letting the in-breath take care of itself. Maybe paying particular attention to the end of the out-breath. And one more long out-breath. Invite you to close your eyes and just drop in this question for yourself. How do you feel cherished in your friendships? How do you express that cherishing of others? So perhaps bring to mind a friendship where you feel cherished. What is it that happens that nurtures that feeling of being cherished? And then bring to mind someone you really cherish. How do you express that? How would you like to express that more? Just taking a nice breath. You can open your eyes. I'm just going to pause here and let you just jot down a sentence or two of anything that arose for you in that very short reflection. We'll have time to come back to this shortly. But I'll just finish the prepared ministry with one more thing I wanted to offer, which is, you know, it's often in my friendships, you know, that I feel they are for me and beside me, and hopefully, with luck, eventually their voices can live within me. So cherish that of God within. And Quakers as a society of friends are invited to live this out with each other, this cherishing. And I was just reminded by a couple of lines from that Blake poem. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not, my wrath did grow. And I sense in this advice we're asked to deal skillfully with our pain as well as our joy. It takes wisdom to know how to speak when one has been hurt or when one has hurt another. It's very painful. So we can perhaps talk more about this with each other in our breakout rooms, but for now we'll go and do just a... Yeah, we'll spend the next 15-20 minutes in meditation together, and then we'll go into our breakout rooms. So, friends, I invite you to be comfortable. If you want to wriggle, I hope everyone can hear me. I think it's possible to enable closed captions if it's tricky to hear me, but I'll move a bit closer as well too if I can. I know my voice gets a bit quiet when we meditate. Good. So once again, I invite you to take a longer out breath, perhaps closing your eyes or softening your gaze. Take heed of your feet resting on the ground. Grounded again. You know, this little bit of universe that's showing up as your feet. There they are. Your legs. See if it's possible to invite some softening, some relaxation. And then on the next out breath, softening, relaxing your pelvic area. Again, on the next out-breath, letting your tummy relax, soften. Your lower back, your upper back, your side body, you might sense how the side body moves with the breath, your front body. You might explore that saying, strong back, soft front. Inviting a melting, a softening of the shoulders, and the arms, the hands. Perhaps metaphorically laying down the busyness of the day. You might explore softening the thinking muscles, inviting a relaxation of the scalp and the corners of the eyes, the corners of the mouth and the jaw. You might drop in the invitation, may my body relax. This little corner of the universe that's shown up as you. Supportive, you might allow the words take heed just to ride your breath. You're very welcome to stay just centered down, feeling that gentle rising and falling of the breath. And if you want, you could also bring to mind a dear friend. Okay, so it doesn't have to be a human friend. But someone for whom it's really easy to cherish, to have that heartwarming sense of cherishing this being. And you might invite them to come and sit with you in your mind. And perhaps there are words of cherishing that you would like them to hear. Or maybe it's a hug. maybe it's wishing them well. May you be truly happy. May you live with peace and ease. May you know you're cherished in every cell of your body. And I invite you to allow them to offer words of cherishing to you. And see to the degree that you can really let in the gift of their love. You know, like you could just, like it's medicine that really, really is going to do your heart good. Heart medicine. Maybe there are words of love they're offering you. They really want you to know how cherished you are. Allow that cherishing to deepen your own capacity to love. You cherish your friendships so that they grow in depth and understanding and mutual respect. Just for the last few moments, I invite you to open your eyes and take in everyone on this call. Just abide in each other's presence, cherishing each other for showing up this evening. It's quite something. I'm gonna offer each other a virtual handshake. And good.